All right, so get this. We're taking a deep dive today into something that I know a lot of you are really curious about, and that's Google's algorithm updates.
Yeah, those can be a bit of a mystery, can't they?
They really can. I mean, we all want to know how to make our websites rank higher and, stay visible online, but those algorithms, they just keep changing.
It can feel like you're just getting the hang of things, and then bam, Google throws a curveball your way.
Exactly. And that's why I'm so excited to be talking to you today, because I know you've got a ton of experience in this area, and you've actually helped us uncover some really interesting insights from the sources that you all send in.
Well, thanks. I'm happy to be here. And yeah, after reviewing this material, I'm really excited to share some strategies to demystify these updates and make them work for you.
I love that. Make them work for us, not against us. So let's get started by addressing the elephant in the room. Why does Google even bother with all these updates? It's like they're deliberately trying to keep us on our toes, right?
Well, it can feel that way sometimes, but honestly, Google has a pretty good reason for making these changes.
Okay, I'm all ears.
It all boils down to their mission, which is to provide the best possible search experience for their users. Think about it. When you type something into Google, you want to find the most relevant and trustworthy information, right?
Absolutely. Nobody wants to sift through a bunch of spam or irrelevant links.
Exactly. And that's where algorithm updates come in. They help Google fine-tune their search results so that only the highest quality websites that genuinely satisfy user needs make it to the top.
Okay, so it's like Google is playing matchmaker, trying to connect users with the websites they're most likely to love.
I like that analogy. Yeah, it's all about creating those perfect matches between search intent and website content.
So these updates aren't some evil scheme to punish website owners. It's actually about improving the user experience.
Precisely, Google wants people to have a positive experience when they use their search engine. If they find what they're looking for quickly and easily, they're more likely to come back again and again.
Makes sense. So what are some of the specific things that Google's algorithm updates are targeting? What are the big red flags that can send our websites tumbling down those search result rankings?
Well, one major area that updates focus on is combating spam and low-quality content. Those websites that are stuffed with keywords or offer little to no real value.
Right, like those shady websites that promise you the moon but deliver nothing but a bunch of pop-up ads.
Exactly. Google wants to weed those sites out and make sure that users are only seeing the best of the best.
So it's all about quality over quantity.
Got it.
Precisely. And that means creating content that is informative, engaging, well-written, and genuinely helpful to your target audience. We'll dive deeper into that later on.
Okay, I'm taking notes.
Yeah.
So we got spam and low-quality content on Google's hit list. What else are they cracking down on?
Another big one is user experience. UX, for short, Google wants to make sure their websites are easy to navigate, mobile-friendly, and visually appealing.
Because if a website is a pain to use, people are going to bounce right it.
Exactly. And Google can track those bounce rates. So if people are landing on your website and then quickly clicking back to the search results, it's a sign that something isn't right.
Okay, so Google is like a digital detective analyzing user behavior and rewarding websites that provide a smooth and enjoyable experience.
Exactly. And they're constantly refining their algorithms to better understand what makes a good user experience.
This is fascinating. So
Yes.
we've talked about content quality and user experience. Is there anything else that Google is really focused on with these updates?
Oh, absolutely. One area that's becoming increasingly important is understanding user intent. It's not just about matching keywords anymore. It's about figuring out what the user is really trying to achieve with their search.
Okay, can you give me an example of that?
Sure. Let's say you're searching for best pizza in Chicago. Are you looking for a list of top-rated pizzerias? Do you want to find a place that delivers to your neighborhood? Or maybe you're just curious about the history of Chicago-style pizza.
Okay, I see your point. The same search term could have multiple meanings depending on the user's intent.
Exactly. And Google wants to be able to decipher those nuances and deliver the most relevant results possible.
So they're not just reading our words, they're trying to read our minds too.
Yeah.
That's both impressive and a little bit creepy.
Yeah, a little bit of both. But it's all in the service of creating a more personalized and satisfying search experience.
I have to admit, Google is getting pretty good at anticipating my needs before I even know what I'm looking for. It's like having a digital mind reader in my pocket.
Right, and that's only going to get more sophisticated as AI and machine learning continue to evolve.
Okay, so Google is battling spam, rewarding high-quality content, prioritizing user experience, and trying to understand our deepest desires.
Got it.
You got it. And one last thing I want to mention is that Google is also constantly adapting to new technologies. You know, things like voice search, mobile browsing, and even virtual reality are changing the way we interact with the internet.
Yeah, it's amazing how much things have changed even in the past few years. It is. And Google is constantly evolving their algorithms to keep pace with those changes. Yeah. So a website that was ranking well 5 years ago might not be ranking so well today if it hasn't kept up with the latest trends.
Okay, so this is all starting to make sense.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to admit, keeping up with all these changes feels a bit like trying to herd cats.
I hear you. It can definitely feel overwhelming. But staying ahead of the curve doesn't mean you need to become a Google algorithm expert. It's more about understanding the core principles and having a few key strategies in your toolkit.
Well, thank goodness, because I don't have a PhD in computer science.
Right.
So where do we even begin? How do we stay informed without losing our minds in the process?
Let's talk about that, because knowledge is power, right?
Absolutely.
And luckily, Google provides a lot of resources to help us stay in the loop.
All right, so what's our first step on this SEO adventure? Welcome back to our deep dive into Google's algorithm updates. We've uncovered a lot about how they work and why those updates even exist.
Yeah, we've really peeled back the curtain, haven't we?
We have, and now I'm itching to know, what can we actually do to make these algorithms work for us?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
It is, and I have a feeling you've got some answers up your sleeve. So let's dive in. What are the actionable strategies that our listeners can implement to boost their website's visibility and make Google happy?
Absolutely. And luckily, the sources you all sent in are full of practical tips. We just need to know where to start.
Perfect. Well, Janice Remlitz's article really stood out to me. She emphasizes the importance of creating a website that users love, which sounds simple enough, but I think we need to unpack that a bit. What does it really mean to create a website that users love in the context of SEO?
Yeah, that's a great point, because loving a website can be subjective, but there are some concrete things we can do to make our websites more user-friendly and ultimately more appealing to Google.
Okay, I'm all ears. Let's start with the basics. What's the first thing we should focus on?
Well, Janice really hammers this home, and I agree. It all starts with high-quality content. This is the foundation of a successful website, and it's something that Google has consistently emphasized over the years.
Okay, I hear content is king all the time.
Yeah.
But I have to admit, it's starting to sound a bit cliche. What does high-quality content really mean in today's SEO landscape?
Right, because it's easy to just throw that phrase around, but what does it actually mean in practice? Well, it's about creating content that is valuable, informative, well-written, engaging, and genuinely helpful to your target audience. It's not just about stuffing keywords into every sentence. It's about providing real value that keeps people coming back for more.
So it's about thinking like a publisher, not just a website owner. We need to create content that people actually want to read and share.
Exactly. Think about what your ideal visitor is looking for, what problems they're trying to solve, what questions they have, and then create content that addresses those needs in a comprehensive and engaging way.
Okay, that makes sense. But it's not just about the words on the page, right? I've been hearing a lot about the importance of user experience, or UX.
You're absolutely right. UX is a critical factor in SEO these days. Google wants to make sure that websites are easy to navigate, visually appealing, and mobile friendly.
Because let's be honest, if a website is a pain to use, we're going to bounce faster than a rubber ball.
Right, exactly. And Google is tracking those bounce rates. So if people are landing on your website and then immediately clicking the back button, it sends a signal that something's not right.
Okay, so we need to make sure our websites are user-friendly.
Yeah.
Got it. But how do we actually do that? What are some specific things we can do to improve UX?
Well, there are a lot of factors that contribute to a good user experience, but some of the key things to focus on are fast loading times, clear and intuitive navigation, a clean and visually appealing design, and of course, mobile responsiveness. Because let's face it, most people are browsing the web on their phones these days.
Yeah, that's so true. I know I do most of my browsing on my phone.
Exactly. So make sure your website looks great and functions smoothly on all devices.
All right. So we've got high quality content and a great user experience. Are we good to go? Is that all it takes to win over Google's algorithms?
Well, those are two huge pieces of the puzzle. But there's one more element that we need to talk about, and that's technical SEO.
Technical SEO.
Yeah.
That sounds a bit intimidating.
Yeah.
I have to admit, I'm not exactly a tech whiz.
I understand technical SEO can seem a bit daunting, but it doesn't have to be. Think of it as the behind-the-scenes work that makes your website run smoothly and efficiently.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So what are some of the key things we need to know about technical SEO?
Well, one of the most important aspects is website speed commission. Google wants to deliver search results as quickly as possible, so websites that load slowly are going to be penalized.
Makes sense. Nobody wants to wait forever for a page to load.
Exactly. So make sure your website is optimized for speed. You can use tools like Google PageSpeed Insights to check your website's loading time and identify areas for improvement.
Okay, website speed check. What else do we need to worry about?
Another big one is mobile responsiveness. We've already touched on this, but it's so important that it bears repeating. Make sure your website looks great and functions properly on all devices, from smartphones to tablets to desktops.
All right, got it. Mobile first, always. What else?
Structured data markup. This is a bit more technical, but essentially it's code that you add to your website to help Google understand the content on your pages more effectively.
So it's like giving Google a cheat sheet so they can easily categorize and index our content.
Exactly. And it can really help improve your visibility and search results, especially for certain types of content like recipes, events, and products.
Okay. Structured data. Got it.
Anything else?
Internal linking is another important aspect. Mm-hmm. Make sure that the pages on your website are properly linked together, both for users and for search engines. This helps Google crawl your website more effectively, and it also helps users find the information they're looking for more easily.
So it's like creating a well-organized library where everything is easy to find? Exactly. And while all of this might sound very technical, the good news is that there are tons of tools and resources available to help you.
That's a relief. Because like I said, I'm not exactly a tech expert, so we don't need to become coding wizards to get this right.
Not at all. There are plenty of free and paid SEO tools that can analyze your website, identify technical issues, and even offer suggestions for improvement. It's like having a virtual SEO consultant at your fingertips.
That's amazing. Okay, so we've got content, UX, and technical SEO covered. Is there anything else we need to keep in mind as we embark on this SEO journey?
Yes. There's one more important concept that I want to introduce, and that's EAT.
EAT. Okay, you've officially lost me. What in the world is EAT?
It stands for expertise, authoritativeness, and trustworthiness. These are qualities that Google looks for to determine if a website is a credible source of information.
Ah, okay. So it's not just about providing information. It's about establishing yourself as a trusted authority in your field.
Exactly. Think of it this way. If you are looking for medical advice online, you'd probably feel more confident trusting a website written by a board-certified physician than a random blog post, right?
Absolutely. So how do we demonstrate EAT to Google?
Well, one of the most effective ways is to build backlinks from reputable websites. When other trusted sites link to your content, it sends a signal to Google that your site is a valuable resource.
So it's like getting endorsements from other respected figures in your field.
Precisely. And it's not just about backlinks. You also need to showcase your expertise and authority through your website content. Make sure you're providing accurate and up-to-date information, and consider highlighting your credentials, experience, and any awards or recognition you've received.
So it's about building a reputation both online and offline.
Exactly. And that reputation will ultimately translate into higher rankings and more visibility in search results.
Okay, I'm starting to get the big picture here, but I have to admit it's a lot to keep track of content. UX technical SEO EAT. It feels like I need a spreadsheet just to organize it all.
It can feel overwhelming, I know. But remember, SEO is a marathon, not a sprint.
So we need to pace ourselves and focus on building a sustainable approach rather than trying to game the system with quick fixes.
Exactly. And Janice offers some great advice on this. She says, don't chase fads. It's tempting to get caught up in the latest SEO trends, but focus on the fundamentals, build a strong website, and you'll be well positioned for long-term success.
Okay, so no magic bullets, just good old-fashioned hard work and a commitment to quality.
Pretty much. And she also emphasizes the importance of consistency. SEO is not a one-time thing, it's an ongoing process. So make it a habit to regularly update your website with fresh content, address technical issues as they arise, and continually optimize your site for user experience. It's all about those small, consistent efforts that add up over time.
Got it. Consistency is key. Any other pearls of wisdom from Janice?
Oh, yeah. She also talks about the importance of embracing analytics. Tools like Google Analytics can provide a wealth of information about how people are interacting with your website.
Okay. But I have to admit, I'm a bit intimidated by analytics. It feels like a whole other language to learn.
I know it can seem daunting at first, but think of analytics as your website's report card. It tells you what's working, what's not, and where you have opportunities for improvement. You can see which pages are attracting the most visitors, how long people are staying on your site, and even what keywords they're using to find you.
So it's like having a digital detective who can tell us exactly what our audience is doing and thinking.
Exactly. And that data can be incredibly valuable for making informed decisions about your content strategy, your website design, and your overall SEO approach.
Okay, I'm starting to see the lighter. Analytics can be our friend, not our foe.
Right.
So to recap, we've talked about creating high-quality content, optimizing user experience, mastering the fundamentals of technical SEO, building EAT, and embracing the power of analytics. That's a lot to digest.
It is. But remember, at the end of the day, it's all about focusing on the user, creating a website that people love to visit and that provides real value.
Because happy users make Google happy. And happy, Google makes us happy. It's the circle of SEO life.
Exactly. But before we celebrate our newfound SEO enlightenment, I think it's worth acknowledging that algorithm updates can be a source of stress and anxiety for a lot of website owners.
Right. I mean, we put so much effort into building our websites and then bam, Google changes the rules and we're left scrambling to catch up.
Oh, absolutely. I think we've all experienced that moment of panic when we see our website traffic take a nosedive after an update. It can feel like the digital rug has been pulled out from under you.
It's a common fear and it's totally understandable, but fear not. We're going to address those anxieties head on in the next part of our deep dive. We'll explore some common concerns surrounding algorithm updates and offer practical advice for navigating those choppy waters.
Excellent. I can't wait to hear what you have to say because, let's face it, algorithm updates aren't going away anytime soon.
Right.
We need to learn how to live with them and even thrive in spite of them.
Okay, so we're back and ready to tackle the emotional roller coaster that comes with Google's algorithm updates.
You know, it's funny because we talk about algorithms and data, but there's a very human side to this whole thing, isn't there?
Absolutely. I mean, we pour our hearts and souls into our websites, and then suddenly Google decides to change the rules of the game, and it can feel like a personal attack. Like, hey, Google, what did I do wrong?
I totally get it. It's natural to feel anxious, especially when you see your website traffic take a hit after an update. And we don't want to shy away from those feelings because a lot of people are experiencing the same thing.
Exactly. So let's talk about those anxieties head on. What are some of the common fears that website owners have about algorithm updates, and what can we do to address them?
Well, one of the biggest fears is seeing a sudden drop in rankings, right? You check your analytics and suddenly you're nowhere to be found for those keywords you used to rank for.
Oh, it's a gut punch for sure. Like all your hard work just went down the drain.
It can feel that way, but the first thing I'd say is don't panic. Take a deep breath and try to analyze the situation before you assume the worst.
Okay, easier said than done. What should we be analyzing specifically?
Well, start by looking at your Google Analytics data. Try to identify which specific pages or keywords have been affected. Is it a site-wide drop, or are certain areas performing worse than others?
Okay, so we're playing detective, looking for clues to help us understand what's going on.
Exactly. And sometimes, you know, those ranking drops are just temporary fluctuations. Google's algorithm is constantly being tweaked and refined, so things can shift around in the short term as they figure out what works best.
So it's not necessarily a sign that we've done something terribly wrong.
Right. But if the drop is significant and it persists, then it's time to do a little more digging.
All right. So what's our next move?
We'll go back to those core principles we discussed earlier. Review your content, your technical SEO, your user experience. See if there are any areas that need improvement.
Okay, so we're looking for any red flags that might be contributing to the drop in rankings.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to use those SEO tools we talked about. Many of them can help you pinpoint technical issues that might be affecting your website's performance.
Like a digital checkup for our website.
Exactly. It can really take the guesswork out of troubleshooting and help you prioritize those fixes.
That makes sense. But what about that feeling of overwhelm? You know, Google is constantly making these updates, and it can feel impossible to keep up.
You're right. It can feel like a never-ending race, and I think it's important to acknowledge that feeling. But there's also a way to reframe it to make it feel more manageable.
Okay, I'm all ears. How do we avoid getting sucked into that vortex of anxiety and overwhelm?
Remember those core principles we discussed. High-quality content, user experience, and technical optimization. Focus on those.
Because those are the fundamentals, the things that matter most in the long run.
Exactly. By consistently creating valuable content, making sure your website is easy to use, and staying on top of those technical elements, you're building a solid foundation that can weather any algorithm storm.
It's like having a strong immune system for your website. No matter what Google throws your way, you'll be able to adapt and thrive.
I love that analogy. And it's so true. Don't get caught up in chasing every minor change. Focus on building a great website that users love, and the rankings will follow.
Okay, that's reassuring. And it takes some of the pressure off. But, you know, and all this talk about algorithms and rankings, it's easy to forget what really matters.
What do you mean?
Well, it's easy to get so focused on pleasing Google that we forget about the human beings on the other side of the screen, the people who are actually visiting our websites.
Oh, I see what you mean. It's easy to get lost in the technical weeds and forget about the bigger picture.
Exactly. At the end of the day, SEO is about connecting with people, building relationships, and sharing our message with the world.
And that's a really important point to remember. The rankings are just a means to an end. The real goal is to create a website that engages your audience, provides value, and ultimately helps you achieve your goals.
Whether that's making sales, generating leads, or simply sharing your passion with the world.
Exactly. And I think that's a great place to wrap up our deep dive. Remember, you're not at the mercy of some mysterious algorithm. You have the power to create a website that users love, that Google rewards, and that helps you achieve your goals.
It's been an amazing journey. We've gone from feeling overwhelmed to feeling empowered. And I hope our listeners feel that same sense of empowerment.
Me too. And remember, SEO is a journey of continuous learning. The digital landscape is constantly changing, but that's also what makes it so exciting.
Absolutely. So keep experimenting, keep learning, and keep sharing your unique voice with the world. We're here to support you every step of the way.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
And to all our amazing listeners out there, thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the world of Google's algorithm updates. Until next time, keep diving deep. Keep asking questions, and keep creating amazing things online.